fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 12th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. Now, this could save a lot of lives, especially if you're in an area where the plant I'm going to describe can grow. Now, before I mention the name of the plant, most people, my wife, Dr. Moore, by the way, has an undergraduate degree in horticulture. Most people believe the plant that I'm about to describe as, quote-unquote, a noxious invasive species, a noxious invasive species, on one hand. On the other, the entire plant, the roots, the stem, leaves, everything is edible by human beings. Everything on this plant, I repeat, everything on this plant is edible by human beings. It's a nutritious, starchy plant. And here's the name of it, kudzu. Kudzu, that's kilo uniform delta zebra uniform. Kilo uniform delta zebra uniform. Once it takes off, if you're in an area where it will grow, you can't stop it. Roundup won't kill it. Burning it off with diesel fuel won't kill it. It just goes and goes and goes. It'll take over the place. It will climb up trees. It will kill the trees. You can't eat trees. You can eat kudzu. Your cows can eat the kudzu. Your dogs, your cattle can eat the kudzu. Your goats can eat the kudzu. And most of all, important of all, people can eat kudzu. Save a lot of lives in hard times. At my website, under John's Survival and Tactical Gear, we now have new listings for both kudzu seeds and 3 different kudzu books. I encourage you to get the books, get the seeds. Seeds are expensive, by the way. 20 seeds for $7. That is really expensive on one hand. On the other, where else are you going to get them? So that's your prepper tip of the day, to learn about kudzu. If you do decide to plant it in normal times, keep it under control, because you'll be very unpopular with your neighbors if it gets away from you. You will sincerely be very unpopular with neighbors if it gets away from you. In hard times, everybody will be glad you got kudzu. You'll be very popular because you've got a plant that's very hardy, very nutritious, It will grow in places other things that people eat can't grow. That's your prepper tip of the day. Also, before we get to our special guest, I've had people bugging me ever since I've been on the radio, years and years, more than a decade. When's it going to happen, John? Give me a date. Give me a date. Well, I've come to realize that a lot of people aren't going to take action until they got a date. So I'm going to give everybody a date. And on my website, on the right-hand side of my website, when you scroll down, you'll see right next to me, standing on the step of the deuce and a half, wearing my tiger stripes, field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. So I'm giving people a date. You want a date? I'll give you a date. Click on there. You'll get the details. It may help motivate some people to get prepared that otherwise wouldn't be. And this is a training exercise for people to have something to focus on, a goal to work towards. That's what this is. Field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. Okay, we do have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, and we're going to talk about firearms, the gun culture, anything and everything related to guns, and the call number is 800-313-9443. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. Man, what a weekend. It was interesting this time around.
Yes, yes. Anything specific?
We had had a gun show on the far western side of the state this weekend, so I headed over early Friday and didn't get back till late last night, so bear with me if I'm just a little bit off kilter this morning.
Okay.
I'd like to start the show off today, John, with something that I find very, very important and hopefully we can do on a regular basis when the need arises.
Okay.
I sent you a note last week. Ruger has got a recall on the Ruger Mark IV pistols. Now, you and I are right. Both great fans of the Ruger Mark II
right.
target pistol.
Right.
And anybody that has bought one of these Ruger Mark IVs, now I ran to two people this weekend at the gun show that they bought them for gifts for their sons. And so this time today, hopefully they're on the phone to Ruger getting information. This is a very serious safety recall. What it involves is the safety on the handgun. You're out on the range, you're doing some target practice, and you shoot a string and still have numerous rounds left in the magazine on it. You slide the safety from fire to safe and go down range to take a look at your target and everything. And your grandchild, your child, or anybody else may be there and unintentionally play with a handgun or something because someone's not paying attention. It can go off with it in safe. Now, the issue that I got
Ruger... Jimmy, stop. When you say it can go off, will it go off spontaneously, or do you have to squeeze the trigger?
Oh, no. It's if someone is handling it and unintentionally pulls the trigger with it on safe. The safety in it, I talked to Ruger Thursday briefly, and the problem is that when it's in the fire position and you pull it back to safe, you feel it click, you know, kind of go over the detent
right.
and stop, and it may not be in the safe position. There's something wrong with the safety they put on them, and it will feel like it goes into safe, but it is not safe.
Okay.
So if anyone has a Ruger Mark IV, go ahead and just contact Ruger.com. I think it's www.ruger.com, and I'll have that before we get any much further into the show after the first break. But contact them, give them your serial number on it, and they will let you know if your pistol is in the group that it's involved on.
Okay.
Above all things, if you have one, take the magazine out of it. eject any rounds that may be in the chamber, and don't do anything with it until you talk to Ruger.
Now, Jimmy, from what you just said, is it some and not all Ruger Mark IVs?
Right. It is. It is not all, but they are issuing the recall to all, so that folks can get in there, because it's really interesting. And on the serial number range, they've got listed. The thing says anything made before June 2017.
Okay.
Now, that to me, that means anything from the beginning of the release of the Mark IV. So, when they have that cutoff number or whatever, I don't know. But just if you have one, if you've given one to a son or a daughter, the NRA out here, they had their table set up next to mine at Deming, and they were actually offering one as one of the raffle prizes. So the guy, after I told him about it and everything and showed him the recall, he made a phone call to whoever is storing the guns for their NRA banquet and had him get on the stick then on locating it and getting the information, and they're going to make their call on today.
Website for the recall here. It's ruger.com/data-process/Mark IV recall. And that's Roman numeral four, Mark IV recall.
With John Moore being on the cutting edge of breaking news and everything else for the gun culture, we've got one that everyone needs to pay attention to on this. And on that note, it does not hurt if you've got Winchesters or Savage or any other gun of any kind. It pays to once in a while go over to their website, and normally they'll have it somewhere prominent on the page. Recall notices or notices or something like that. Go visit that part of their webpage and just look it over, and might be surprised that one of your favorite firearms might be listed on there. Now, it may be a very, very minor thing, you know, front sight becomes loose, blah, 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 here's the fix, or, you know, contact so-and-so. Either way, this recall, you know, kind of made me think about the show today and everything. We've got listeners everywhere out there, all across the world.
Right.
And some locations are more gun-friendly than others, but most every weapon that is available to us here in the United States is available to someone else in another country.
It is.
But most. So today we get to be on the cutting edge and let folks all around the globe know that this recall is out there. It may affect your handgun. Go to the website. Nice part about it is that they're not in the United States. They don't have to make an international phone call. They can get on the Internet, and if they don't have the Internet as say, then they can go to an Internet club or something like that and use one of their computers.
Exactly.
But it's just very important. I wanted to get that out first thing this morning before I, as an old man, forgot.
Okay, we appreciate that, Jimmy. We got our first caller here, and we got a couple of callers on hold. Our first caller is Ty in Austin, Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, Ty. Is your wife with you?
Yes, she is. Guys, my wife's name is Sarah, and I'm going to go ahead and hand the phone to her and let y'all speak with her about her experience weekend before this previous one, taking a 2-day gun class with the outfit's called Tactical Response out of Camden, Tennessee, and the class is their core course called Fighting Pistol. Sarah, you're about to speak with Mr. John Moore and Jimmy. I'm sorry, I forget your name, last name, sir.
Gensling, sir.
Gensling. Here you go, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us. We talked to Ty last week, and he just, you know, he was the proud papa talking about your experience. And ask him personally if he would talk to you and see if you could come on and talk to us for a little bit. And now what he was explaining then, your experience with firearms and everything has been fairly limited, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and he was telling us about getting you to go to the course and everything. The first thing I'd like to ask you is, what was your mindset before Ty, you know, convinced you that this is something that you might want to do?
I'm still interested in, you know, obviously planning on carrying, and thought that the class seemed really cool, and then became terribly anxious about actually taking the class, because I felt like I was going to be up against a bunch of, like, gun pros, and it turns out that was not the case, and that there was a 70-year-old man also taking the class, and about 5 other women, which I think it's a testament, A, to the class, and B, to, you know, the fact that this idea that being ready for the fight, so to say, is not just for like some dude that looks like a warrior.
Okay.
Well, one note, some of the guys that you see that look like a warrior and are very macho may be slightly less than that.
But, yeah.
Now, on the course and everything that they laid out and everything, I assume that they started with the basics, you know, this is a handgun, this is how it operates, and then gradually worked, you know, first thing, more than likely out of their mouth, was safety, the 4 steps of safety and everything, and transitioned in. Now, on the handgun, Ty, you know, had kind of given us an overview of it and everything. You were shooting a full-size handgun, correct?
Yeah, it was a Glock 19.
Glock 19, okay. And so now that you've had a chance to go through the course and everything, just looking back out at the way you went in and how it progressed and everything, there's a phrase I like to use talking to folks and everything. You know, husbands can try to teach wives things or teach our children, friends, family, and everything. And there becomes a point that no matter what we say, it has no effect. And it's not because you don't love him. And it's anything else. It's just that he's your husband, you know. It's something that is there. Adam and Eve, I'm sure, went through this. And having someone else teach you, there's a phrase I like to use, it's called the light bulb moment, when something they say at the course you're taking clicks and everything starts falling together on it. Do you remember a particular point in the class and everything that may have happened?
Oh, absolutely. I think I had 2 of those, and you were 100% correct on that. I think although much of Ty's knowledge was imparted to me pre-course, there's nothing like getting it, A, from another instructor, and so I would encourage all women to go out and take classes on their own, because there are light bulb moments. One was I had trouble, I have a bad wrist, and so I had trouble racking my slide, and I was trying to pull against the slide instead of use my right arm to push. I'm a right-handed shooter, and one instructor explained it to me, didn't quite work, and then another guy came up to me while we were taking a break and said, hey, you know, have you tried, like, pushing forward with your right arm? And for whatever reason, the second time he said it, yeah, he said, use your strong arm. It clicked.
Hold that thought, Sarah. Hold that thought. We have a break. Stay tuned. Everybody will be right back. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of June, visiting with Jimmy with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com, linked to my links page at TheLibertyMan.com. We're visiting with Sarah, and Sarah is giving us her story about her pistol class that she took recently. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to also make sure that I expressed my second light bulb moment, and perhaps I think the most important one. Was they had us fighting from prone positions, which is like, say somebody gets into your house, right, and they shove you on the ground. You have to draw your pistol laying on your back, and then you start shooting. You make stop shots, basically, which would be anything that would hit the lower abdomen, and then you start shooting at the knee, and then once you're standing, you have a choice to walk forward or away from said target, and you're making shots within about a 4x4 inch area on the chest, and then straight through, as he likes to call it, the gooey stuff, your eyes. You're sort of shooting at that index card. So those are your targets, and those are stop shots. So you can shoot somebody in the knee, and I think there's a common myth that if you shoot them you know, in the leg, they're going to stop. But that's not true because they're still getting blood, you know, to all of the parts that make their body work to fire a gun. So the mindset was, I think, the aha moment. He had us close our eyes and visualize that this person is coming for the thing you love the most in the world. Be that your children, your husband, whatever. But I don't know what happened, but after that very graphic motivational speech where we closed our eyes and then were told to fight, I no longer saw what I was shooting at as a target. I saw it as something coming for my family. And it's just a piece of cardboard, but that cardboard was very dead.
All right.
Ready for the recycle bin.
Yeah, exactly.
So, now, you brought up two very good points right there, that something I have never covered on the radio, and I've used occasionally, and I think I'm going to incorporate it a little bit more when we work with folks out here and everything, is the point you said where they had you close your eyes and visualize and mm-hmm. and see the threat and how that changed your mindset and everything. I think that is something that this organization that you were going to and everything, I think is just such a marvelous point. Now, shooting from your back, we've covered and everything, and I think that is probably one of the most surprising things that people go through. Because, you know, guys like to carry in the small of the back or something and everything. Well, what happens when you're laying on the ground? But having you visualize that and seeing the threat, and you said you were shooting at a 3x5 card? That was your target?
It was a humanoid target, but our target, our shots made were in about, heart and brain.
Okay.
Acceptable target.
That is very marvelous and everything, and Ty's choice of who did the training for you, I think, and everything is awesome. Because having you visualize that and seeing the threat took all of the Hollywood out of it. Mm-hmm. Everyone, you know, that they get into a handgun situation and training and everything, they think of their favorite character, you know, on Hollywood and how they never miss and this and that and everything else. But putting it into a visualization to where you realize what you're doing and what you're doing it for, most importantly. Did you see a dramatic difference in your groups and everything before and after that visualization exercise?
Yes, sir. Yeah. No, it was really interesting. It was like I was no longer just target shooting. I was defending something. And Mr. Tim Morris, one of the instructors who was fantastic, said that that's often the case with most women, that when we have, like, our purpose behind it, that... It becomes much more serious.
Outstanding. Well, we've got another break coming up and everything, and I'm not sure how long you can stay with us, but this is a beautiful, beautiful, and perfect show for Monday morning. John?
It is. Sarah, do you want to stay with us, or do you need to go?
Yeah, I can stay for a couple of minutes.
Okay, we got a couple of callers on hold. We got Sarah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We now have a new project. It is Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. People want a date? I'll give you a date. On the right side, right next to me, standing in the, on the step of the deuce and a half in my tiger stripes. Also at my website, of course, you'll find the energy cleaner for sale. I'm shipping a couple to Germany this week, and I'd love to ship one to you. If you have arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, it will probably help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it'll probably help. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free in the morning after a great night's sleep, and you can also check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. And you can call my toll-free order line to place your order. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800 592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We talk to Jimmy with Desert Eagle Shooters every Monday for 2 hours. And Sarah, let's conclude your thoughts about this. And is my belief accurate, Sarah, that you would encourage every woman listening to do the same thing you did? Is that a fair statement?
A fair statement. I can't tell you. It changed the way I forever will handle a firearm and look at firearms.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I just dropped off. I wanted to. I didn't mean to talk over you. I'm sorry. Mr. Don Numbers, who also hosted the workshop, and the line "Live on your front sight." Period, the end. We were doing shooting moves, like moves where we, you know, were shooting with cover and conceal. We were shooting on the move, and it, like, you're not going to make your shot if you don't stay on your front sight, period. And that just changed the way I handle my pistol now.
Outstanding. I'm really happy to hear that, and I'm really glad, Ty, I know you're listening, and Ty, I'm glad that you got your wife to take the class. And is there going to be more training in your future, Sarah?
Yes, definitely. Okay. What's the next class? It's the medical one? Immediate action medical is another one I want to take. The idea of mindset also included that if you are ready to put a hole in somebody, you damn well better be able to fix the hole, too.
Okay. Well, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. That'll be the next class, I think.
Well, after that next class, give us a call and give us a report on how it went.
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
Okay. Sarah, thank you very much. Ty, thank you, sir. All right. Before we go to our next caller, Jimmy, I had a female student who is the wife of one of our local chiefs of police in one of my pistol classes. Jimmy, when the chief would come home and put his pistol on the counter, if she had to move it, she would push it with one finger and didn't even want to touch the pistol. By the end of my class, she was getting very comfortable with not only touching but handling firearms, and was moving forward from there. And her husband was so happy that his wife got past that phobia about even touching a handgun. And you probably run across men and women like that both, don't you, Jimmy? Jimmy? Hello, Jimmy.
Sorry about that. I had to take it off of mute.
Okay.
Are we here now?
We're here. Yep.
Okay. At the gun show this weekend, I had a lady that was like that. Her husband had brought her to introduce her. He'd been a shooter for a long time and everything, and was, you know, where we were located, we were more or less one of the first large tables that people came into, and he was talking to me, and I was explaining a few things to her and everything, and lucky enough, we had a friend of ours that is really, really competent instructor. And I use that phrase competent because I've seen a lot of instructors out there that I wouldn't let them train my dog. And I directed him over to him, and they had a very nice long conversation. In fact, he invited him behind the table and sit down in the chair, and between other people would sit there and talk to him. And I watched kind of a transition in this lady, because she would look at the handguns and everything, and he would set it out there and talk to her about different things, and she would actually pull her hands up to her chest. And I have a puppy that is very excited right now.
Right.
But, for Ty to get her to go, guys, that is the first hurdle you've got to get over. And, for him to get Sarah to go and to actually... You know, it sounded to me like it was something, after a point, it was something that she really wanted to do.
Right, right. And it sounds like she got a lot out of it, and she's looking forward to more training both, yes.
Yep, and she's looking forward to round two now. And the next class that she's taking, folks, you may not be able to attend the same organization they did, but I think that is a point that is quite often overlooked, is if you're willing to put a hole in someone, you should be ready to sit there and at the very minimum give first aid until the authorities arrive. Two points on that. One, you're showing that you didn't go out hunting for a person, and, you know, with the intent of doing this to begin with. But two, that if for any reason it should ever come up in court, you're going to be showing that, look, I am a compassionate person, and it's because this person did something very, very stupid. I had to do this, but I didn't walk away and just let them die.
Actually, so, with these all these body cams, that's what I see the police do routinely. When the suspect is on the ground bleeding out, they don't give any medical attention at all.
Yes. We had an incident in Albuquerque not too long ago that the body cam showed the same thing. After the victim was down, perpetrator was down, victim was the one that they were attacking, is the way I look at it.
Right.
They just still stood back. You know,
well, there's another aspect of this that people need to keep in mind. Within the criminal element, within the criminal population, there is also a dramatically higher incidence of disease among these men and women that
True.
The general population does not have. Where any body fluid, whether it's blood or vomit or spit or even tears, can transmit a deadly disease. And the police are very aware of this. So that may be why they're backing off and not offering to render assistance.
Very probable. I didn't think of that. Thank you. Yes.
In fact, I'll be at the chief's meeting tonight, and I meet with these men all the time. We got some callers been holding quite a while here. First, we have Mark in South Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. This is Mike in South Carolina.
Mike.
Hey, okay. John.
Mike.
Thank you very much for telling me to go to Appleseed. So last year I went to the Appleseed. I qualified at the 25-yard, but this year I went to the known distance with my M1A, and that's a learning experience there. During the timed event, that recoil's throwing me all over the place, and 55 seconds to get off 10 rounds, right? So, Jimmy, please give me a muzzle brake recommendation and maybe MOA site recommendation. Because iron sights is pretty tough out there looking into the 400 yards, man.
Understand. Drop me an email at jimi@hdc-nm.com, or you can go to the DesertEagleShooters.com webpage and use the contact form, and we'll work on that.
Thank you for the recommendation. You also recommended I clean my magazine and lubricate it. And
yes,
I have no more failure to feed, no more.
Outstanding. Well, it's. I'm glad something I could give you could help. Going from 25 yards to known distance, when you walked into that one and everything, were you expecting it to be pretty much the same, that the sight picture would be pretty much the same and everything, and then get a realization of the distance, in fact, you know, compared to what you've been doing at 25 yards?
Yeah, the sight picture is the same, and my group at 25 looks good. Yeah, I'm 4 MOA, but once you go to 400 yards, you're like in the woods. And everything's blurry as all can be. Everybody on the line had, scopes, and I'm the only one with iron sights. I'm dying.
Oh, well, we can work around that. Known distance, folks, you know, people will go to a range and you may only have 100-yard range where you go. If you cannot find a longer distance range and everything else, if you've got public land around you out west of the Mississippi, there's several states. Now, Texas is the exception. There's no public land in Texas at all. It's all private owned. Talk to someone and see if you've got a rancher or farmer or somebody that will let you practice at distance. but nothing is like shooting at real distance. Shooting at 25 yards and you're a little bit off to the left or the right and everything, oh, that's no big deal. I'm still on the target. At 400 yards, like he said, it's an entirely different word. Instead of seeing little splatters on the target, you're having to go to a spotting scope or someone else is telling you where you're hitting. And it gets very, very intimidating after the first round, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Hey, one more thing. At this Appleseed, guess who showed up? Both. Oh, dude, are you serious? I was hanging out with 30 oath keepers, and we camped out all night. Boy, oh, boy, what a learning experience that is. So I signed up for Charlotte Oath Keeper. And get this, you don't have to sign up for the Oath Keeper on the national circuit and be registered. You can sign up with your local and be discreet and just go to all the training you want.
That is outstanding, yes.
That's great.
That's someone I think John and I need to work on is have someone from the Oath Keepers on, because this last weekend, on a side note of that, with all of the anti-Sharia events going on around the country, Oath Keepers were covering a lot of those just as a go-between to protect. So, we got to get together again a little bit, and we'll work on the site stuff on it. But I am so glad that you got to go to a known distance shoot.
Yep. Next time I'll get a little better each time. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Appreciate
the
call.
Thank you,
sir.
We look forward to talking again.
Okay. Our next caller is Amber in Florida. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, Amber.
Hi. Good morning, guys. And you'll have to bear with me. How are you guys? First of all, John, I cannot tell you how much you've changed my life. I mean, my husband, he is a believer, non-believer. He's a fence rider, if you ask me. And he's like, he knows what's right and what's wrong. I'm going to get to the point here. I just want to tell you, I thank you so much. First off, I want to thank you. And then I also want to tell you, thank you for also talking about kill shots. How important it is, and I'm a pastor's daughter, trying to get my dad on board right now, and I've been telling him about ammo, and he's got a heart problem, and to get on your medicines, and it's been a tough battle. Thirdly, I wanted to say he is an NRA member. He carries his gun all the time. He has got tons of guns, okay, safes of guns. But, what are we going to do with no ammo? We have a place to go that I want to go, and I'm trying to get them to take them there. It's a family property. And I'm not going to get too specific, okay? I will say something about this, okay? But I want to ask you, John, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm scared to death. I don't know if I should, what we should do with our company, what we should do with my job. I mean, we could go now, you know. I need to know what to do.
Amber, give my engineer your telephone number and we'll talk privately, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And again, thank you guys for all of your advice. You are excellent. Excellent. You're a godsend to us.
Okay, thank you, Amber.
You are.
We appreciate the call. Okay, thank you very much. I'll be talking to Amber privately.
And, for everybody.
We'll do a consultation and get her on the right track, her and her family. It's a lot of responsibility being a radio talk show host, Jimmy. I guess you're learning that. People look to talk show hosts for advice of a most serious nature.
Yes, they do.
And I do take that seriously, and I'll do my best to help this woman and her family get clarity and focus that they need to achieve their goals. Going back to the M1A, M14, the modern muzzle brakes, I've seen videos of a woman weighing 115 pounds shooting a M14 on full automatic, and the muzzle's actually going down rather than up, amazingly enough. It is fascinating to see the consequences of using a modern muzzle brake on these rifles, isn't it, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm thinking is the last one that I've seen, the last rendition of the muzzle brakes, I think is referred to the Mod 4. And what they did was they took all the engineering that they've learned over the last, 15, 20 years with the 308s and the ARs and the different applications that they've been put into and everything, and re-engineered the flash suppressor, which is what 99% of all M14s, M1As have, not a brake, but an actual flash suppressor, and have re-engineered that into an actual muzzle brake with flash suppressor in it. And quite an impressive piece of equipment that goes on it and everything. So, yeah, we'll get to work on that on him. And, in fact, today, while I'm unloading the car and everything, I'll find a couple of notebooks that I've got in there and start working on this solution to that problem.
A little side note here. Well, we got a break. Stay tuned.
Got
we'll
a break.
Be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. air. More here on Monday, the 12th of June, visiting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. What's the best way for people to contact you, Jimmy?
We've got actually three different ways you can contact us. One, you can go to the DesertEagleShooters.com webpage, and on the lower right-hand side is the little contact form. What that'll do is that will email to me. If you use that, please put information in and everything, because there are trolls out there that mechanically send out replies on those things and stuff, and they're blank. So please, you know, at least address your question or something. The other way is straight email, and the email address is jimmy@hdc-nm.com. That's J-I-M-I at Hotel Delta Charlie hyphen, the little minus mark, N-M as in New Mexico, .com. And then they can call or text at 575-513-2842. If I don't get to the phone immediately, go ahead and leave a message, or you can text a question or something to that, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay, Jimmy. I sometimes refer to the M14 M1A as the rifleman's rifle.
Yes.
The Clinton administration, they gave away a bunch of our existing inventory to, I think, Lithuania, if I'm not mistaken, one of those places.
One of the Baltic states.
Yes, one of the Baltic states. So they were gathering dust in the gun vaults of the U.S. Army and Department of Defense, and here comes Afghanistan. And we've got the Mujahideen using 100-year-old British Enfields, shooting at our men and hitting our men, and we couldn't shoot back, could we?
No, sir.
We couldn't.
That, two things on that, and I love running into our kids and everything from the recent conflicts. I'm an old fart, guys. I call you kids with respect and admiration. The rules of engagement was the first hindrance on them. And the major set of handcuffs was the firepower. The M4 is an excellent, excellent close quarters combat, urban area weapon to use. It is fully capable of 500-yard shots and everything in competent hands and with training. But the situation that they were running into is they had, for lack of a better term, they were outgunned.
That's right.
Both in caliber and in the ability of the shooters. 100-year-old rifle and everything, but those that did train and drill with them and everything, they were quite competent weapons.
Oh, yes.
My dad always used to tell me in a joking manner, but I realized it later on in life that how serious he was. He used to tell me, he says, "Beware the man that owns only one rifle.
That's
knows
right.
How to use it."
We have a break. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.